Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of real talk, insightful vibes, and a whole lot of heart. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through the beautiful chaos of life, especially when you've got that ADHD brain whirring away like a hummingbird on caffeine. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, mindful communication in relationships. Because let's be real. Navigating those connections can sometimes feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded while riding a unicycle. Am I right? Ever felt like you're speaking different languages with your partner, friends, or family? You know that feeling when words get lost in translation and emotions simmer just below the surface waiting to explode? Well, guess what? Mindful communication is our secret weapon to disarm those emotional landmines and build bridges of understanding. It's like giving your relationships a superpower upgrade. So, what exactly does mindful communication mean? Think of it as bringing full awareness and intention to every interaction. It's about listening deeply, not just waiting for your turn to talk. It's about expressing yourself honestly and respectfully, even when things get tough. And most importantly, it's about creating a space where everyone feels heard, valued, and understood. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your communication game. 1. Embrace active listening. This isn't just nodding your head and saying aha. It's about truly absorbing what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions. Reflect back what you hear to ensure understanding. You know, like, it sounds like you're feeling frustrated because that shows them you're genuinely present and invested in what they're sharing. 2. Speak with intention. Before you utter a word, take a moment to pause and reflect on your message. Ask yourself, what is the most helpful thing I can say right now? How can I express myself in a way that is both honest and kind? Remember, words have power, use them wisely. 3. Use I statements. This is a game changer. Instead of blaming or accusing you always, you never, focus on your own experience. Say things like I feel hurt when, or I'm feeling overwhelmed when. It takes the pressure off the other person and creates a more collaborative space. 4. Validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with their perspective, acknowledge their emotions. Saying something like, I understand why you're feeling that way can go a long way in building empathy and connection. Remember, everyone experiences things differently. 5. Practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to see the situation from their point of view. What are they going through? What might be influencing their thoughts and behaviors? This helps us build compassion and understanding, even when it's challenging. Ever had a conversation where you felt truly heard and understood? It's like a magical thing, right? That sense of connection can be so powerful. Let me share a quick story. A friend told me about this argument she had with her partner over something seemingly insignificant, which dished soap to buy. She got so caught up in feeling defensive and trying to win the argument as she lost sight of what really mattered, their connection. But then she took a step back, practiced active listening, and focused on understanding her partner's perspective. Suddenly, the tension melted away, and they were able to find a solution that worked for both of them. So, how can you start incorporating mindful communication into your own relationships? It all starts with small steps. Take a few moments each day to practice active listening with your loved ones. Pay attention to their words and nonverbal cues. Try using I statements instead of blame. And remember, it's okay to apologize when you make mistakes. A simple I am sorry can go a long way in healing hurt feelings and strengthening bonds. Mindful communication is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and practice. But the rewards are so worth it. By consciously choosing how we communicate, we can create more fulfilling, meaningful relationships that bring joy to our lives. So keep spreading those good vibes, folks. Remember, you're amazing, capable, and worthy of love and connection. Don't forget to subscribe to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk about navigating life with an awesomely unique brain. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with wisdom and practical tips. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.